Daily Rest, Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. The theme for this week's devotions is Trinity. You, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. Isaiah 63, verse 16, the second part. God the Father. It's easy to consider God the Father as the head of the Trinity. But it is not so. Each person of the Godhead is distinctly different, yet each is also fully God. The Father is not superior to the Son, nor the Holy Spirit. There are three individual agencies or persons, yet there is but one being, God. A mystery. Why then is the first person called the Father and the second person Son? Is the reason that the Father made, created, or produced the Son? No. Without him, that is the Son, nothing was made that was made. John 1:3. The Father is Father in the sense of their relationship with one another. The Son's will and the Father's will are one. They operate on the same wavelength, as Father and Son. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does in like manner. John 5:19. Difficult for our minds to fathom. In what way is this first person your Father also? Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father. He is your Father, and you are his child. By his grace and love, he has adopted you, the sinner, back into his family, through the Savior. Through the crucified and risen Jesus, he has lifted the sentence guilty from your back and declared you his righteous child. He leads you safely home to heaven. Paul writes, You are all sons or children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26. Through his Son, the Father has redeemed and ransomed you, paying the price to set you free. He gave his only begotten Son. The devotion's passage from Isaiah likewise makes that very clear. O Lord, our Father, our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. The Old Testament does not often directly speak of the first person as Father. This precious passage clearly does. What a comfort that the Lord is our Father. Father in Christ, hear all our prayers. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.